You remember last week when we were out there and we were on the road and we peppered a lot of our Hall of Fame concerts and stuff with these announcements.
To get back to the warning that I've received, you may take it with however many grains of salt you wish, that the brown acid that is circulating around us is not specifically too good. It's suggested that you do stay away from that. Of course, it's your own trip, so be my guest. But please be advised that there is a warning on that one, okay?
Was that at the Bucks game last night, the other night? Ladies and gentlemen.
Don't eat the green flat blue acid. There's an acid trip story in the news, and it's kind of an accidental acid trip, and it's bizarre. Out of San Francisco, the news crew down there, KPIX, were doing a broadcast. They have this broadcast operations manager named Elliot Curtis, and he does all kinds of technical things for Channel 5 there. And they asked him to look at this piece of equipment that showed up at Cal State University. And this piece of equipment is known as a synthesizer, but back in the day, it was it's called a module. What was the name of this thing called? It's a musical. It doesn't have keys and stuff like that, but it's got knobs, and so it makes trippy sounds and this kind of stuff, you know. And so they asked him to come look at it, and he's cleaning it and examining it, and it turns out the thing had some crystals like under some of the knobs and stuff. And so he's cleaning these crystals, and it turns out he starts getting high.
It was
just something that was crusted on it, okay, and on this machine. And so he does a whole bunch of research on this deal.
But he starts getting high, contact
high. He went to the thing, he said the sensations lasted roughly 9 hours. About 45 minutes later, he started feeling strange. And then 9 hours into this LSD trip, this machine is from 1966, so this thing is 50-odd years old. And through three individual chemical tests, they identified the substance as LSD. The Buchla modules ended up, this Buchla module thing, that this musical instrument that he was working with, ended up on an old school bus that was owned by Ken Kesey of the Grateful, you know, Friends of the Grateful Dead and the Merry Pranksters. They talk a little bit about that here.
In 1966, some Buchla modules ended up on an old school bus purchased by LSD advocate Ken Kesey. Sounds from them appear to interrupt a KPIX interview.
Go ahead, would you repeat that again?
Buchla used LSD. He was friends with Owsley Stanley, the genius behind the Grateful Dead's sound system. Stanley was also famous for making the purest LSD to ever hit the street. The vintage Buchla is now back at Cal State and ready for music students to explore. The device has no keyboard. You play it by turning knobs and patching chords. It can move sound around a room.
One final note, no more trips with this Buchla. It's been cleaned of all LSD. In Alameda County, Juliet, yes. Goodrich, KPIX 5.
But anyways, this guy that worked for the TV station documented his 9-hour acid trip after cleaning this machine that was 50 years old. It was in 1966 the last time somebody had it.
I'm ignorant when it comes to this kind of stuff. So you're just telling me that all he had to do was put it in his hands, and that was enough for him to get...
You can soak it up through your fingertip, through your pores. Yeah, if you touch it or anything like that, you want to handle those things with, like, tweezers.
Dude, that's like that carfentanil stuff that they will... that'll kill you.
Here's the guy they actually did the experiment.
A crust or crystalline residue on it. A strange tingling sensation. It felt like I was tripping on LSD.
It's super wild. This whole situation is just a next chapter of the history in the counterculture.
And this will open your mind. Sometimes I guess the acid will open your mind too.
It's a little bit like time travel. If you could go back, that would be the way to get there.
So, I mean, there's a bunch of people talking about him, you know, his chance encounter with this LSD from Owsley Stanley. We were talking about the bad stuff last week. This is supposed to be the purest stuff ever. And 50 years later, it's still
classic,
got this dude high.
It still packs a wallop all these years later. That is crazy.